the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Oh, there are more people here than I expected. That's great. Okay, welcome. I have a presentation for you, and afterwards I'm going to open it up to some questions that I'm sure you're going to have. So, great. I'm talking to you now in life, in this room, although there are, it's dark, I can't see everybody. But I'm here, we're all here. And as I talk, my words bounce around the room. And eventually they fade away. But my voice will be here forever. The sounds we make don't just fade away. They become embedded in the objects around us, our walls, the ceiling, the chairs you're sitting in right now. They're all receptors for the moving air molecules that push gently on everything they reach, compressing, expanding, imprinting their artifacts like rings on a tree. And I've developed a technology to listen. Using a small needle that extracts a nanoscopic cross-section, my technology detects the effects of air pressure on solid objects over time. It's all right there, as decodable as grooves on a record. Sound.
Wait, no, no, no.
You're listening to me the moment I made my discovery.
Honey?
Here, let me play. Can you run that again?
Wait, no, no, no. Honey?
There were no tape recorders in the room, no audio surveillance devices. I extracted that from my workbench 3 weeks later.
I did it.
What did you do?
I did it.
This is my kitchen table.
Are you finished? You're done? You're
this is my wife.
It's not done. I mean, but I did it in a prototype.
So does this mean you won't be down there anymore?
I am here. You know where I am? I'll tell you where I am. I'm in the walls. I'm in the table. I'm in the floorboards. I'm here around you all the time. All you have to do is poke the wall with this.
I don't want to. I just want you to be in front of me like you are now.
Everybody in the world will have a use for this.
It doesn't work on every surface. The sample needs to be well preserved. Paint varnish, even a heavy object stacked on top will compress the molecules and destroy the imprint. And it needs to be just the right material. Plaster crumbles into dust when you try to extract it, and stone is too dense, and brick is inconsistent. It turns out the best materials are varieties of wood. Walnut's my favorite. It's resilient enough to catch the sound, yet sturdy enough to retain a full, rich spectrum. You see this? This talisman I wear around my neck? This is a walnut sphere. It's catching every sound that happens every day of my life. And when I die, this sphere will be here for my children and my children's children so they can listen to every sound I've ever experienced. I would like you all to take a moment and dream with me. It is now possible to hear anything from the past. Recapture dead languages, or listen to the sounds of extinct animals, dinosaurs, or maybe eavesdrop on the signing of the Declaration of Independence, or listen to Shakespeare performed at the Globe, or maybe listen to the conversation leading up to your parents' first kiss, or better yet, your first kiss. Just imagine. The possibilities are as endless as the wood that surrounds us. You can hear anything. All you need is the right piece of wood. And as a demonstration, I'm going to drill into the stage floor right now. And as you can see, there's very little hardware involved. Its main component is this very small, hair-like, but very sharp diamond needle. It's actually a tube. Hold it in the light like that. You could see that it's a tiny, tiny tube. And it uses carefully calibrated air pressure to suck out a cross-section of the wood. And the depth of its penetration determines the length of time we're going back. So it's just sensitive to about 1/10 of a millisecond, giving us a frequency response of 5 kilohertz. But we hope soon to get that up to 20. So I insert the needle and press the button. And it converts the data into numbers, giving us a standard audio file. And as you'll see, it's very fast. Wow. Oh, there are more people here than I expected. That's great. Okay, welcome. I have a presentation for you, and afterwards I'm going to open it up to some questions that I'm sure you're going to have. So, great. I'm asking for $22 million in exchange for 10% of my company sound extractor. I believe that this technology is going to be highly profitable, and I am looking for a suitable venture capital partner. Are there any questions? Yes, you, sir. In front. Yeah, come on. If you could step up to that mic so we can all hear you. Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm with Angel Investments.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you guys would be here. That's great.
I have a two-part question.
Shoot.
How readily available is this technology? Are you the only one that can use it?
Well, this is the only working prototype right here. It's difficult to replicate, but we hope to have a consumer model within the next 3 years.
What about today? Can it work today?
Well, for demonstration purposes, yes.
It could.
Absolutely. I just used it just now, and it can be reused over and over and over.
Well, the reason I am a venture capitalist, as I said, but my passion is music.
Okay.
A week ago, I was working on my piano, and I came up with a beautiful melody, and I've forgotten
it. You don't have the memory of it. See, this is an application I haven't even considered, the arts. That's incredible. A great idea. Although a piano, because of the sheer amplitude and the quantity of the sound vibrations against the wood of the piano, it could prove quite difficult. I haven't done yet.
I didn't bring the piano, but I brought a picture frame that was above it, above the piano.
Uh-huh.
Could you pull it from there? Because I
You know what? Come on up here. Come on up. Let me show you. Let me show everybody. Here we... Okay. Thank you. Come on. Stand right here. This is the picture frame right here. You want to tell
it.
Me?
Okay.
When did you compose this masterpiece?
A week ago Thursday.
A week ago Thursday. Okay. Around what time?
Well, I was just home from work, and it was before Jeopardy, so about 6:40.
6:40.
6:41.
Okay, and as I said, it's sensitive to up to 1/10 of a millisecond. Okay, I'm going to insert the needle, press the button. It's converting the extraction into a data file.
Oh my God, that's me. Oh,
it's pretty quick.
Oh, this is the tune.
Well, congratulations. You've just resurrected it from that's you. That's your song?
Yeah.
You did this song?
Oh, yes.
Because I kind of...
forget it. Could I just have my picture frame, please?
Yes. Here, you know what? Leave your card with me. I'll have your email. I'll send that MP3 file to you, and you can turn it into...
You don't need to. That's fine. I have the album.
So you could see how quickly that works. Thank you, sir. Any other questions? Yes. Ma'am, right over here. Can you... Yeah, I'm sorry. Just make room for her to... There you go. She's going to... Yeah, right up to the microphone. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Anne-Marie Cullen.
Okay.
My husband is a venture capitalist with Rubin and Goldstein.
Oh, great. Good.
What I'm wondering about are legal concerns. Aren't you worried about privacy? Could these extractions possibly be admissible in court?
That's a good question. I've given it some thought. I'm not an attorney, but I do think that this would be no less objective than DNA evidence, for example.
So let's, something like a jewelry box that's been sitting in a bedroom. You could hear what's been going on for the last couple of weeks in that bedroom.
One could, potentially, yeah. Yes.
I'm involved in a case right now.
Uh-huh.
And I have actually the jewelry box with me. I have it right here. It is wood.
Okay.
And if you could listen.
Oh, that is a quick show of hands. How many people here brought items that they'd. All right. I tell you what, I would like you to contact my office. We will schedule a meeting and we will make sure that justice is served.
Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Very
Thank
much.
You. I don't know
very
if that's
helpful.
Going to affect my Thank chances you. With. Rubenstein and Goldfarb, but okay. Thank you. Any questions? Okay, sir. Yes, I see your hand. There you go. Yeah, please step on over to the microphone.
Hi. My name is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
This is my wife, Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm the CFO of Upstart Startups.
The crowdfunding site. Great.
Exactly, yeah. I like to say we're kind of like Kickstarter before Kickstarter. We were there first. And actually, we were what Kickstarter used to fund Kickstarter.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You should definitely put that on your website.
Yeah, it's kind of a feather in our cap.
Great.
Well, I just want to say that, first of all, this technology of yours is going to change the world.
Thank you.
I hope you know that.
I. It's great to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to give you just a...
Thank you. Thank you.
honestly, this is going to be huge.
You can tell, I don't know.
Our little girl died last year. She was killed by a drunk driver.
I'm sorry for your loss.
This was her favorite toy.
Mm-hmm.
My father carved it, actually. He carved one for me when I was a kid. So we have matching, head matching.
Yeah, I think you mentioned walnut. I don't think it's walnut.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't, the type of wood, you could do this with any type of
Right, any wood.
Great, yeah.
Well, some woods are better than... Mm-hmm.
So you could listen right now. You'd listen to the picture frame. And
right.
We came from...
We drove all the way from Vermont. It was a 10-hour drive.
Yes, come on up here. There's absolutely... let's just stand right here. You know what? Here, okay. Use this microphone so people can hear you.
Oh.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
This is it?
Yeah.
It is.
The horse's name is Chocolate.
Our little girl's name was Carly.
Okay.
She was playing with it.
She was playing with it on the day that she was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we could hear... some of her last day.
What was the date?
It was December 7th.
Okay.
And she was killed at 6:30 p.m.
December 7th?
Yeah. I guess go back to 6 p.m. I guess if it's
6 p.m.
You can do that.
It's sensitive within 1/10 of a millisecond. So this... another example of an application for the technology. Okay, so I'm going to insert the needle.
And it's going to take a while, or?
And press the button. This should...
Okay, I have a hard time making friends at the barn, too, except our barn is called school. I want to be free! I want to be free, too, Chocolate. But I have a mom.
Harley, put Chocolate away. It's time to go.
I'm in the middle of something.
Come on, put the horse down. We're going to be late.
I don't want to go.
Harley, I am not going to ask you again. Okay, I do not have time for this.
Can I bring Chocolate?
No, Chocolate stays here. Okay, come on.
Bye, Chocolate. I love you.
That was her.
Okay.
So that That may not be the exact thing that you were wanting to hear, but no. I'm sure that this beautiful wooden horse is just filled with worthwhile memories and this technology to extract those would be you know, when you go into the past, you don't know what you're going to find.
I don't want to be
here. Do you want to? Okay, I'm just going to take the horse. Thank you,
sir. And ma'am, there are a lot of emotions in life. you know, I was going to save this part for later in the presentation, but I think it's appropriate right now. This is one of the triumphs of Sound Extractor. It just may be, when I discovered this, it just may have been the most exciting moment of my life. Would you play it? Please play it up. See if you can guess who this is.
Could you please move over?
Practically off the bed as it is.
Well, I don't have very much over here. I've
got 1 foot on the floor. Look at this.
You do not have 1 foot on the floor.
I've got 1 foot half out the bed anyway.
Well, that's because you're too tall. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Abraham Lincoln and his wife Mary Todd. They're not lost to time anymore, ladies and gentlemen. They're living in a wooden bedpost I sourced from a warehouse in Washington, D.C. Brought them back to life. Sounds we thought were forever lost now exist everywhere. And they're just waiting for us to listen. For just $22 million for a 10% stake in my company, I invite you to take a journey with me into the future, because I cannot wait to hear what Sound Extractor will tell us about our past. Thank you very much.
The Extractor, performed by Ed Herbstman, Kevin Cragg, Anne-Marie Cullen, Dennis Pacheco, and Rebecca Robles. With Melanie Hoops, B. Herbstman, Alex Marino, and Carrie Kasten. The music was performed by Isabel Kim on clarinet, Matt Evans on marimba, and Sean Lovato on double bass. It was written and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, for a program in New York City called Experiments in Opera, where it premiered live in February 2014. This was a studio recording that was engineered by George Wellington and Ed Haber for New York Public Radio's Q2 Music. It's an online music station for innovative, vibrant music from living composers. You can stream Q2 Music 24/7 at q2music.org. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and our launch sponsor, MailChimp. We celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Special thanks this week to Jason Caddy, Aaron Siegel, and Matthew Welch. You can find us at thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PR.